The state's second most powerful Democrat, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, was among the warm-up acts for Governor Cuomo's address before a meeting of the state Democratic Party.
It's an honor and it's a privilege to work with Governor Andrew Cuomo, and I look forward to what we can accomplish together in the years to come.
Speaker Silver once again pushed for raising the state's minimum wage, an issue that the governor has all but declared dead for the year because of Republican opposition in the Senate. And Speaker Silver called for an overhaul of control of the Senate, wresting the power from the GOP and back to the Democrats, who need to gain at least two seats to take over the chamber.
We have to strengthen our hold on the state assembly and make the state Senate Democratic.
Governor Cuomo focused his speech on 18 months of accomplishments, including a property tax cap and same-sex marriage that he says has restored public trust in government.
We did what we said we were going to do. We did what we said we were going to do.
But the governor, who often emphasizes his amiable relationship with Senate Republicans, did not endorse a Democratic takeover of the Senate. Afterwards, he dodged questions about it. Cuomo says he's still in a governing mode as the final weeks of session approach, and he does not want to discuss specific political races.
We'll discuss political decisions in the political season, but we're now in the government season, and we're trying to get government bills passed. So let's keep the conversation about government, and when we get to the political season, we'll have a political conversation.
At the party meeting, Cuomo's two chosen successors to co-chair the party were introduced. The party's been led by Long Islander Jay Jacobs, a holdover from the Spitzer-Patterson era. Co-chair and Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner attacked what Democrats call the Republican Party's war on women.
The Republicans, true to their nature, because they hide it for a while, but they always become true to their nature, stood up and started talking about the appropriateness of contraceptives. And I thought, I was in disbelief.
Co-chair Keith Wright, an assemblyman from Harlem, also delivered red meat to the party faithful.
And I only want to say this about Romney. Only want to say this. If he were to get elected, he would be the bane of our existence. I know.
And Speaker Silver clarified a remark he said he made at a private party the evening before. Silver says he was not referring to the GOP as devils. He was merely making a reference to the ongoing National Hockey League match. Silver is a big fan of the New York Rangers, who are facing the New Jersey Devils in a playoff series. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.